Good morning, everyone.
早上.
Now we come to once a month. We'll use English for the message.
现在我们到每个月一次的那个英语信息.
I hope there is no language barrier in between the congregation and the speaker.
我希望没有那个语言的障碍在我跟你们中间.
May his name be praised.
希望他的名被赞美.
I see a few friends among us. Maybe we should say hello to your neighbor and say welcome. Because after the meeting, maybe we all scatter. So could you spend 30 seconds to say hello and welcome to your neighbor, front or back?
我看到在我们中间有不少新人, 让我们跟周围的人说一声早上好。
Okay, all right, very good. All right, now we all warm up. Okay, let's bow our head and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for you brought everyone here to worship you. I believe there is a battle among us. No matter as an individual or as a whole. But we know you are the victorious God.
但我们知道你是胜利的主。
And we know through you we can claim your victory.
我们知道通过你我们能够得胜。
And we pray that you will speak to us today.
我们祷告能够你今天对我们说话。
For those who have ears, we can hear you.
在我们张开我们的耳朵来听你的话。
Remove all Colias heart.
把我们硬的心拿走。
Replace the heart who love you and to listen to you.
代替我们有一颗爱你的心来听你的话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we are still in Book of Romans.
我们仍然在罗马书里面说。
And we already spend a lot of time in this book.
我们已经在这罗马书里面花了很多时间。
And I believe this book will become our roadmap to our life.
我相信这个章就罗马书会使我们拿到通向那个地图路程图.
And this is the map for our lifetime.
这是我们那个一生的那个路程图.
And may we can turn our heart to our Lord.
让我们的心都转向我们的主。
I'd like to begin with those key verses from chapter 11.
之前我们要先看一下那个几个主要的章节。
And toward the end, if the Lord's willing, we'll have someone will come up here to have a testimony.
假如在最后的话，我们有时间呢。
Okay, let's read those key verses today.
我们先读几个章节。
Which is toward the end, Paul has the prayer, or sometimes we call this is a doxology, or is a praising.
这是保罗在那个最后的福州。
I just picked verse 33 and 36 as an example.
我们来读31节到36节。
No, just 33 and 36.
31节和36节。
Okay, let's read together. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his path beyond tracing out. Well, let's all read in Chinese or English. Either language will be fine. Let's read together. Verse 33 again. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgment and his path beyond tracing out. 36. For from him and through him and to him are all things to him be the glory forever. Amen. So, I feel like here is the climax when the Paul tried to write Romans 11. He has to stop and then do this praising.
我想保罗在这儿是已经达到了一个顶峰，来赞美那个主。
In the book of Romans, it's in the climax.
是那个整个罗马书的顶峰。
So he has to put down his pen, and he said he's going to do a praising.
所以他必须把笔放下来赞美主。
So here are four verses he tried to praise the Lord.
在这个四个小节，他是来赞美那个主。
And you will be surprised, this is not in very favorable situation, and he wrote this praising.
你们会感到惊奇，实际上在保罗写这个时候是不是一个很好的时候对他。
Because he see his people rejection of this salvation.
因为他看到他的人民反对这个救恩。
Rejection of this gospel.
反对这个福音。
Yeah. But overall, he see the wisdom of God.
但是总的来说，他能看到主的智慧。
So he turned around and he said, "Wow, this is the wisdom of God."
所以他转过来说，这是一个主的智慧。
And this is not for man.
这不是人的智慧。
And why he say so?
为什么他这样说呢?
Let's look from a four point of view.
那我们从四点来看。
Okay, the first one you will see, a remnant chosen by grace.
第一点就是渔民靠恩典被拣选。
And very interesting, he quoted Elisha's, when he has a conversation with the Lord.
有趣的是，他是选择了以利亚跟那个主说、跟神说话的那个东西章节。
I have a pre-assumption. I say there is a rejection from his people.
因为那个以利亚说那个人拒绝了这个主。
Especially his people, Israelites, reject the gospel.
特别是以色列人拒绝了那个福音。
But he quoted this Elijah. Why he want to say so?
但他还是引用了以利亚的那个话。
I don't know. Do you remember this word? Is spoken by God.
不知道你们记不记得主对以利亚说的话。
Elijah feel like I'm the only one love the Lord. I'm the only one here.
以利亚对主说，我是唯一剩下的一个。
I'm alone. Nobody else love the Lord like me.
我只是一个，没有人比我更爱主。
But the Lord said, "Excuse you. Here's 7,000 people I reserved just for me."
但是主说，对不起，实际上还有7,000个人，是我拣选的。
Even though you are anointed, you are the priest for me, but there are 7,000 you don't know.
虽然说你是被我拣选了，但是还有7,000个人你不知道，他们也是被我拣选。
Do you know what happened this event?
你知道这个是什么样一个情形呢？
Let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 19.
让我们看那个第一皇纪上，第19章。
We know the King Ahab.At that time, he was a wicked king in the eyes of the Lord. Okay, I'll read from verse 10 all the way to 18. And you can follow me. He replied,I have been very jealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord says, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind torn the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper, and Elijah heard it. He pulled his clothes over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then the boy said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword, and I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." Okay, now let's go down to verse 18. "Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouth have not kissed him." Okay, so from this story, we know Elijah, he has just done something great for the Lord.
从这个故事说，那以利亚对主说他做了什么，做了一些伟大的事情。
He defeated 450 false prophets.
他打败了450个那个假先知。
And those false prophets are the prophets, were the prophets they worship Baal.
这些假先知是崇拜巴利的。
So from the number, you will say, this is no comparison. 450 verse 1. You cannot win.
所以以利沙说是1对450，那是你是不能得胜的。
But Lord has done miraculous things through Elijah.
但是主在以利亚的身上做了那个奇迹。
450 people, when they set up the altar, and there is nothing happened.
但是450个人坐在那个圣坛上，但是没有任何事情发生。
He is the only one offer his sacrifice, but the fire came down.
他是唯一一个把献祭的，但是那个火就降在他的那边。
So people seize those false prophets and kill them by the river.
所以那些人就看作了那些假先知，然后把那些假先知杀。
When the king and the queen heard about this news, they warned Elijah. They say, "You will be killed too."
当那个国王和皇后听到这个事情以后，对以利亚说：“你也会被杀。”Elijah,
he was afraid.
伊利亚也又惊慌。He
ran away.
所以他跑掉了。And
do you know how many days he spent on the road by foot?
他在路上跑了多少天呢？
40 days and nights.
40，40昼夜。40昼夜。
And now he climbed to the other mountain called Mountain Horeb.
他跑到 Mountain Horeb 上。
And he's hiding in the cave.
他是躲在那个洞里面。
And we know there's a voice came to him.
我们知道那个主有一个声音对他说。
And they say, "I'm about to come by."
说我会来。
And he knows God is going to come by.
所以他知道主会来到他那边。
At first, he heard about a powerful wind shattered the rocks.
他先是听到了那个飓风卷起的石头。
But God is not in that powerful wind.
但是主没有在那个风里面。
And then he heard about he sensed about a big earthquake.
然后他看到了地震。
But the Lord is not in there.
那主也不在那里面。
And then he saw the fire.
然后又看到了火。
But the Lord is not in there.
那主也没有在那里面。
And the last one was a whisper, gentle voice.
然后他听到了那个轻轻的声音。
And the Lord is in there.
那主在那个里面。
So he has to cover himself by the cloth.
所以他把自己遮盖起来。
He cannot face this glorious God.
他不能面对那个荣耀的主。
And what's the voice say?
那个声音对他说什么呢?
Why are you hiding here?
你为什么躲在这里面呢?
Many times when we thought the Lord's voice will be in big, big conferences.
许多时候我们会觉得主的声音会是巨大的洪亮。
在一个广场聚会。 Or maybe in a big, big, huge congregation.
会在一个聚会当中，很大的聚会当中。
And maybe the Lord's voice will be will come like an earthquake.
那个主的声音会像那个地震一样。
Maybe as big as an earthquake in China.
就像那个在中国发生的地震一样。
And maybe the Lord's voice will be come with fire.
也许主的声音会随着那个火来到我们这。
So can burn us up and we can all listen and everybody can bow down before him.
所以会把所有的东西烧毁，然后所有的人都会听他的声音。
Not exactly.
不是这样的。
And this time, the Lord came with the gentle whisper.
这一次主对他是一个很轻轻的声音对他说。
Whisper, that's when you go to the ear, say, Hi, Elijah.
就是那个轻轻的声音就是在他的耳边说。
Many times the Lord talked to us with the gentle whisper.
许多时候主对我们说话就是轻轻的。
Are you here?
你在这儿吗?
Are you listening to me?
你在听我的话吗?
And many times we just say, I didn't hear it.
许多时候我们就是没有听到他的话。
So that's what happened here. The people were Israelites. They are the selection.
这就是以色列人就是这样，他们是被拣选的。
And we remember way back when God called Abraham out of the Ur地方。
就像我们以前听到的，就是主把亚伯拉罕叫做在乌尔的地方召唤亚伯拉罕。
Because that place is an idol worshipping place.
因为那个地方是许多人去崇拜那个假神的。
And now this 400 people false prophet, they are worshipping the Baal.
在贝尔有400个那个假先知也是这样。
And do you know what's the meaning of this Baal?
那贝尔是什么意思呢?
This is a canonized God.
那个是反对神的。
是江南地的神。 And this God is small g.
摩G?
小写的G.
是一个小的，是其中的一个神。
It's not big G.
它不是一个真正的神。
And this God, they believe, is He controls the fertility and also the rain.
那个神是能够控制人的死跟那个生育。生育跟雨。
And now, in the meantime, they are suffering the drought.
现在他们在那个干旱的灾害之中。
So God purposely used the drought, did not rain, to let them know who is the real God.
所以主特别是用这个干旱来让他们知道谁是真正的主。
People Israelite, they forgot the covenant.
但是那些以色列人忘记了他们跟主的合约。
This covenant is God. And them.
这个合约是主和他们。
God wants to be their father.
主是他们的父神。
And they will be their children.
他们是主的儿子。
God took them out of the slavery condition.
主把他们从那个奴隶的当中带出来。
But they forgot.
但是他们全忘了。
Just like here, the Israelites rejecting all this salvation.
就像所有的那个以色列人在这儿拒绝了主的救恩。
Maybe we laugh at them.
也许我们会嘲笑他们。
But many times we forgot the covenant between you and God.
但是很多时候我们也忘记了我们跟主的合约。
And we forgot the covenant between man and man.
我们忘记了我们跟我们兄弟之间的那个合约。
And we become away from the true God.
我们离开远离了神。
Let me give you an illustration.
我给你们举个例子。
I have two students in this summer.
今年夏天我有两个学，这个学期我有两个学生。
And they are very, special to me.
他们对我来说都是很特殊的。
Because the first day when I walked into the classroom, I saw the lady with all the burqa covers.
第一天我进班级的时候，我就看到那个女的学生戴了那个头巾。
And after the first class, she came to me.
第一堂课就她就对我说
，I'm from Jerusalem.
我从耶路撒冷来。
And she said, and I want to ask her more questions about. I don't know if you're from Jerusalem. I don't know if she is a Jewish or she is a Palestinian.
那我就问她我想问她，她到底是她从耶路撒冷来，到底是犹太人呢，还是那个穆斯巴勒斯坦人
？And she told me she is a Palestinian.
她告诉我她是巴勒斯坦人。
And now she started to talk about.A lot of political things.
他跟我谈了许多政治方面的问题。
He said, "See, I have a key to my house in Jerusalem, but I cannot go home now."
他跟我说他有房间的钥匙，房子的钥匙，但是他不能回家。
Because they are strictly controlled. Once you go out of Jerusalem, you cannot go back.
因为呢，以色列人控制当你离开了耶路撒冷之后，你不能回去。
So he explained a lot of things to me.
他跟我讲了许许多多的事情。
And bring a lot of religion or political things all mixed.
他的那个谈话当中有许多那个宗教的跟政治的东西在里面。
And finally he said, I'm a Muslim.
他最后他说我是穆斯林。
The other lady was waiting to talk to me too.
那有另外一个女孩子也在准备跟我说话。
And this is a lady about, I would say probably around 50.
50? 好，但是那个学生大概15岁左右。
And she came by, and she waits for so long, and behind that Muslim lady.
她在那个穆斯林那个女孩后面等了很长时间。
So she kind of impatient, and she said, I will give you, I have a book, it's about Christianity. I'll give it to you next time.
他在后面等了不耐烦，他说，哎，我给你一本那个有关基督教的书。
That means that you can step aside, it's my turn.
他的意思说，你就是你先让我，你先走开吧。
Okay, and then she started to tell me about her story.
然后他就跟我讲他的故事。
I was kind of a little shocked.
我感到很震惊。
Because I'm teaching the course, I'm not solving your personal problem.
我想我是教那个书的，不是来解决你们个人问题的。
She started to talk about her husband treat her so bad and so on, and one time.Her husband even drive a bobcat tried to run over her.
她就跟我说她的那个丈夫是多么不好，然后有一次她说她竟然想开一个小的那个小铲车来压她。
And of course, she said, he missed.
当然，她没有压到我。
And then she started to say, my husband tried to divorce me.
她跟我说她的丈夫要跟她离婚。
And a long story, I just make a story short.
然后我想把那个故事简短的说。
She asked me, "Do you know any good lawyer?"
她说你认不认识任何好的律师
？But in her conversation, I heard she's attending one church in Liberty.
但从讲话当中我知道他是去Liberty 一个教会的。
And this church is large church, it's very good.
我知道那个教会是很大很好。
And I was kind of surprised, you can bring this your issue to one of your pastor or associate pastor, but not me.
我是很惊奇，为什么他不把那个故事讲给他的那个牧师和或者是副牧师听
？Or maybe someone a counselor can help you there.
也许那边的那个牧师可以帮助他。
And Barnabas asked her, "Is that what you need more time for your test or your homework?"
最后你我问他是不是你要更多的时间去准备你的考试
？Because you are in the midst of this chaos of your family.
因为你 excuse me, 因为你家里有这样的事情。
And she said, "In fact, no."
她说不需要。
So these two ladies left.
那两个女孩子走了。
Of course, I gave her a consultant because I knew the pastor in this church, and I encouraged her to talk to a pastor there.
当然，我给了他们一些帮助。我知道那个教会的牧师，所以我叫他跟他牧师谈。
I feel like there are two columns have been broken.
我觉得有两个东西在这边破碎。
One column is you with God.
第一个就是你跟主的关系。
And since somewhere the clock,
好像那个当中有阻拦。
The marriage relationship, that's the man and woman's covenant.
这个婚姻是 男跟女的那个一个合约
but somehow somewhere are broken
但是不知道为什么在当中已经被破裂了
through the history this covenant always been the problem man and God and man and man
在整个历史当中那个这个婚姻是由这个婚姻的合约是有许多时候被打破碎的
And also with God too
也同时也是跟主的关系 也是一样
So that create a lot of rejection of salvation create a lot of husband and wife rejection
这造成了许多时候就是丈夫跟妻子互相之间互不理睬 也造成了我们跟主之间没有关系
So when we read this chapter 11 of Romans, and we feel like this is only for the selection, for the Israelites, it's not for us.
有的时候我们读那个第十一章的时候，罗马书第十一章的时候，我们觉得这是为以色列人写的，跟我们没有什么关系。
But actually, yes.
但事实上是，跟我们是有关的。
Here talk about the remnant chosen by grace.
这边讲到的是那个。由主的恩典所选的那个圣余民
We receive this salvation not because of how much work or how good work we have done.
我们得到这个救恩不是因为我们自己做了什么好的事情
but because of His grace.
主要是主的恩典
Simply grace.
这是主的恩典而已
Depends on do you want to receive it.
关键就是你能不能接受它
If you receive it.You have it.
假如你接受它，你就会有。
If you turn down, this grace is away from you.
你假如拒绝它，那这个恩典就离开你。
Let's continue to see the second section.
然后我们再看看第二部分。
Here is talk about the though offered as first fruits is holy.
第二点是关于所献的馨面是圣洁的。
In fact, there are two parts in this section.
在这个部分里面有两个部分。
I want to start from this dough first.
第一部分呢，我们讲这个面团。
If you go back to the Numbers 15 from verse 18 through 19.
假如我们回到民数记十五章十八到十九节。
And here it says, when you enter the land to which I'm taking you, and you eat the fruit of land, present a portion as an offering to the Lord.
这边讲到，你们到了我所领你们进去的那地，吃那粮食，就要把举祭献给耶和华。
What kind of land the Lord brought them to?
怎么样的？这是怎么样的地呢？
This is the land.Flowing honey and milk.
这是一个 丰富的地有蜜和满奶。
And here is the land of abundant.
这是一个很丰富的地。
But you need to give the portion of your harvest to the Lord.
你要把你丰收的一部分交给主。
And this is always the case.
这总是这样。
Including our offering.
包括我们的奉献。
And here is talking about the first fruits.
这边呢在讲到初熟的果子。
And also talking about the root.
也讲到了那个根。
Here is talking about their patriarch, their forefather, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
也讲到了他们的祖先是亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各。
If first fruits and root are holy.
那个根，那个初熟跟根是圣洁的。
And others will be holy too.
那么所有的其他的也是圣洁的。
This is the wisdom of God.
这是主的智慧。
First portion is holy, the rest are holy.
那假如首先是圣洁的，那以后的也是圣洁的。
And then he continued to talk about there is the tree, the olive trees.
他继续讲到了树。
And if we trace back to Jeremiah 11:16,
假如我们看耶利米书11章第16节。
The Lord called you a thriving olive tree with the fruit beautiful in form.
以前耶和华给你的起名叫青橄榄树，又滑美又结好果子。
But with the roar of mighty storm, he will set it on fire and its branches will be broken.
如今他用洪浪之声点火在其上，枝子也被折断。
So the Israelites, the Lord called them the olive trees.
那以色列人主叫他们是橄榄树。
But here we know because of their rejection.
这儿我们知道因为他们拒绝了主。
And there is the mighty storm.
然后就一个巨大的风。
And also he is going to set on fire.
而且要把他们放火。
And then he also talked about there's a wild olive branches.
然后他又谈到有野的橄榄枝。
And this is going to be engrafted into this olive tree.
那些野的橄榄枝会被嫁接到那个橄榄树上。
Here talking about all the Gentiles, including you and me.
这边讲到了所有的外邦人，包括我和你。
So we see the God's wisdom is because of rejection of his people. Now all the nation we receive, we heard about this gospel.
Yeah, 我们看到由于主拣选的人，他们拒绝了主，然后这个主的那个福音被传遍到世界其他地方。
This is the wisdom of God.
这是主的智慧。
Sometimes beyond our comprehension.
有时候是我们是不能理解。
So do you think God gave up his people?
你觉得主是不是放弃了他的那个选民？
Let's continue to see the third part.
让我们看那个第三部分。
God's gifts and calling are irrevocable.
那主的恩召和拣选是没有后悔的。
Because in him there is nothing will be changed.
因为在他当中是什么都不会变的。
He is waiting for the Gentile numbers are fulfilled. 他愿意等外邦的人数全都转变给他，填满了。And then the salvation will go back to his selection.
然后呢，那个他的救恩就会回到他原来的选民。
In God, there is nothing change.
在主的当中是。 任何事都不会变。
His selection, his love, his plan never changed.
他的拣选，他的爱，他的计划是永远不会变。
Just like in James 1:17 said, "Who does not change like shifting shadows?"
就像他在那个雅各书所说的，他并没有变，也没有转动的影。
Yes, we all can testify for him. God's love never changed. No matter what kind of condition we are in the valley, we are in the high point, his love never changed.
不管我们是在低谷也好, 在那我们高, 在我们的生命的高峰也好, 他的爱永远是不会变。
Many times he is reminding us, come back to me.
许多时候他只是提醒我们, 回到我那边来。
Maybe through the failure of our business.
也许是会通过我们失败的那个生意上的失败。
Maybe we are rejected by our co-workers.
也许是我们把我们的同事对我们的拒绝。
Maybe we suffer the disease and we are very much afraid.
或者是我们生了一个非常令人恐惧的病。
Many times he is calling us with gentle whispers.
许多时候他只是轻轻地对我们说,
he wants us to come back.
他要我们回到他那边。
He has abundant grace. I want to give it to you.
他有许许多多的恩典给我们。
If you don't come back, this grace won't be yours.
假如你不转回给他, 那你就不会得到他的恩典。
Lord, he has mercy to every one of us.
主对我们所有的人都有他的怜悯。
He has a patience.
他也是非常有耐心的。
But one day the time will be up.
但是有一天那个所有一切都会结束。
The Lord wants us to all come back to Him.
主要希望我们所有的人都回到他的那边来。
So when Paul, he see all this wisdom of God.
保罗看到了主的那个智慧。
And he started to give out his praising.
所以他开始赞美主。
Just like in 1 Corinthians 1:23-25.
就像在哥林多前书第一章23-25节。
It says, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength.
我们却是传定十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧，因神的愚拙总比人的智慧，人的软弱总比人强壮。
Many times we see the gospel is the stumbling block.
许多时候我们觉得那个福音是一个绊脚石。
We cannot do whatever we want to.
我们不能随心所欲地做自己想做的事。
We have lots of wants and desires, and we just, oh, because of the gospel, and it limited us, restricted us, and we cannot do.
我们有自己的想法, 有自己想做的事, 由于那个福音使我们受到了阻拦。
But many times, if you taste this grace, you will not, you don't want to go back.
但是假如你尝到了主的恩典,
I think a lot of genuine Christians can testify for you.
许多真正的那基督徒会给你做见证。
This is God's wisdom.
这是主的智慧。
Through the Christ crucified.
通过主在十字架上钉十字架。
We don't like to hear death or crucified things.
我们许多时候不愿意听那个主被钉十字架的那件事。
But many times, this is a center message.
但是许多时候这是一个中心的议题。
This is the way of God.
这是主的路道路。
If we are not come to this crucified Christ, there is no way.
假如我们不能回到那钉十字架的主, 那我们就没有其他道路。
There is no other way we can come back.
没有其他任何路我们可以回转过来。
Besides this crucified Christ.
除了这个被钉十字架的主,
this is God's wisdom.
这是主的智慧。
Not because of man's rejection and he said, my plan failed.
不是因为人拒绝了他, 只说我的计划失败了。
There are some encouragement from chapter 11 of Romans.
罗马书第十一章还有一些那个鼓励的话。
The first one I like to encourage, including myself.
首先就是我愿意这个激励我自己。
This is from the very first 12 verses of chapter 11.
这是从第11章的第1到第12节。
Man's failure do not frustrate the purposes of God.
人的失败不会动摇主对我们的计划。
Maybe you say, I have done something I shouldn't do.
有时候你说也许我不应该做有些事情。
But I already done.
但是我已经做了。
Does that mean God's purpose is also frustrated?
这是不是主的计划会动摇了呢？
Not at all.
不是的。
God will finish what he starts on the basis of his sovereign grace.
主会完成他所计划的，用他的恩典来完成他的计划。
Through a remnant.
通过他拣选的圣民，圣民。
Why I say remnant?
为什么要说是拣选下来的民？
Remnant is a very few numbers.
剩下的人是 一小部分的人。
Maybe you say, in my workplace, I'm the only one Christian.
也许你会说，在我工作的地方，我是唯一的基督徒。
In my neighborhood, probably I only know this my household is a Christian.
在我的邻居，我可能是唯一的信基督徒。
But God will use you.
但是主会用你的。
To influence others.
来影响其他人。
To those which he chooses and preserves.
对我们被拣选的那些人。
Especially in this crooked ages and
the evil world. 特别是在这个败坏的社会里面。
God has mercy on us.
主对我们是有怜悯的。
To those who are willing to turn to him.
对我们所有愿意来转向他的。
Even though we reject him, He will not, his plan will not be failed.
虽然我们有时拒绝他，但是他的计划是不会失败的。
Another encouragement is from the second section, 13 through 24.
第二个鼓励的地方是从11章13节到24节。
You will see two faces of God.
你会看到主的两面。
I don't know you want to see on his kindness part or you want to see his in the Bible your NIV it says sternness or other version is say severity.
我不知道你是愿意看到主的恩赐的一面呢还是他严厉的一面。
Probably we can see from his first coming.
我们先看
他第一次来。
第一次来。
We see His healing.
那我看到他对我们的医治。
We see he cast out the demon.
我们看到他把那个所有坏的
鬼魔
赶走。
He healed the blind.
他把那个瞎眼的医治好。
He healed the lame.
他把那个瘸腿的也医治好。
This is the kindness side.
那我们看到了主恩慈的一面。
We like to see that.
我们希望看到他这个面。
But do you know his coming is the second part?
但是他有第二个部分。
Second part probably something you don't like to see.
第二部分是你也许不想看到的。
This part we call this a severity or sternness of God.
这个一面就是主那个严厉的一面。
His judgment.
是他对我们的判决。
Probably we are located in the Midwest. We skip a lot of earthquake or flooding or hurricane.
我们住在中西部，也许我们没有受到地震啊，那个飓风的干扰，或者大水的干扰。
But we have tornado.
但是我们有那个龙卷风。
Occasionally, the Lord reminds us.
有的时候，主也会提醒我们。
There is a grace of God is available to sinners now.
那主的恩典是会对所有的那个犯罪的人，
是罪人，
对所有的罪人。
Throughout all eternity,
通过所有的那通过那永久
，you will either enjoy His kindness or endure His wrath.
你或者是会享受到他的恩慈，或者你就会得到他的愤怒。
And this is up to you.
这是由你来决定。
If you receive him as your savior, you will receive his kindness part.
假如是你把他接受他为你的主，那你就会得到他的恩慈的一面。
If you try to reject him, yes, you will endure his wrath.
假如你拒绝他，那你就最后会得到他的愤怒的一面。
The difference is determined by belief or unbelief.
这个不同的地方就在你信还是不信。
The third one, the last part, from verse 25 to 36.
第三部分就是从25到36。
Here talk about the wisdom of God and the wisdom of man.
他这边谈到了主的智慧和人的智慧。
A lot of time, we don't like to see the true knowledge.
有些时候我们不愿意看到那个真正的知识。
The knowledge of the mystery of God.
不愿意看到主的奥妙。神的奥妙。
The mystery of God is in Christ.
神的奥妙就是说我们要信主，在基督里。
And the mystery of Christ in church.
那个基督的奥妙在教会。
So that's why we all need to come to church.
这就是为什么我们都要到教会来。
My neighbor put out a for sale sign.
我的邻居说要把自己的房子卖掉。
They were so dear couple for many years.
他们是一个很好很爱的夫妻。
And out of blue, they put a for sale sign outside.
突然间，他们要把自己的房子给卖。
The other day, I was mowing the lawn, and him he came out, waved to me.
有一天我在割草的时候，他跟我挥挥手，告诉。
He, I asked him, "You don't like us, and you want to move away?"
我跟他开玩笑说，你不喜欢我们，你想离开这儿吗？
He came over and say, "Robert, I need to tell you frankly, we have a family problem."
他跟我说，我有一个家庭的问题。
So I have to scale down.
我不得不把那个。 把房间卖的小一点。But
by the way, I've done a lot of remodeling.
但是另外我把这个房间装修了一些。
Do you want to take a look?
你也要来看一下吗？
Well, I said, okay, but I'm all dirty. But he said, okay, that's all right, just come in.
我很脏，我不愿意进去。他说没关系，进来看吧。Oh,
for sure, he's done a lot of things in the house.
Yeah, 他做了对自己的房子做了很多的那个装修。
That's not the point I want to say. On the way out, I say, Joe, do you believe in God?
当我们出去的时候，我跟他说，你相不相信主？
God can solve your problem.
主会解决你的问题。
He said, Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe in God.
他说我相信主，我相信主。
I said, Do you go to church?
你去不去教会？
I said, Oh no, no, oh, I can't.
当然我不去，我没有时间。
I said, brother and sister can help you during this kind of situation.
你的教会的弟兄姐妹会帮助你解决这样的问题。
He said, Robert, you don't know. I'm in the U.S. Navy. I'm a master chief.
他说 ，Robert， 你不知道我是在美国海军做
master chief， 是大副。
大副。
And I cannot change. I'm a master chief. I cannot change.
我是大夫，所以我不会改变。
I said, Joe, probably I won't see you again. You move away. But I just want to sincerely tell you, receive the Lord Jesus. And you already received it. I know. You received the grace already. You need to find the home church.
Yeah, 我跟他说，也许我不会再见到你，但是我希望你还是去。 虽然你接受了主，但是我还希望你去教会。
Probably you won't find a perfect church.
也许你不会发现一个完美的教会。
But you need to go.
但是你应该去那个教会。
I said, Oh, okay. I don't know. Probably.
他说好吧。
Another part of knowledge, which is from man.
第二部分的知识呢，是从人来的。
A lot of time is a false knowledge.
许多时候是假的知识。
Attempts to set ourselves above others and even equal with God.
许多时候是我们把我们自己放在比其他人高的地方， 甚至于跟主一样的地位。
And we just pop up.
我们就是把自己放在那个高的地位。
God's wisdom is indefinitely above and beyond our knowledge.
主的智慧一定是比我们高的。
We know He can accomplish more than we can imagine.
我们知道那个主能够做 我们任何可以想象的东西。
No matter what kind of situation we are in.
不管我们碰到了什么样的困难。
Marriage.
婚姻的问题。
Children.
孩子的问题。
Business.
或者是生意上的问题。
Workplace.
或者是工作的问题。
He can accomplish something beyond you can imagine.
他能够完成你不能想象完成的东西。
Our security should rest in our sovereignty and all wise God.
我们的安全是要放在神的主权里面。
Only in Him there is a certainty.
只有在他里面我们才能得到肯定。
Other place is all sinking sand.
所有的东西其他的东西都是堕落。
流沙。 May we focus ourselves on Him.
让我们把我们的注意放在他身上。
All the things will fade away.
其他所有的东西都会慢慢消退。
But only His glory will last forever.
就是他的荣耀是永远会在这。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for we come before You.
恩主，我们来到你的面前。
We confess we are just sinners.
我们只是说我们这是罪人。
And we need Your grace.
我们需要你的恩典。
We need Your salvation.
我们需要你的救恩。
And today You already provided through Jesus Christ.
今天你已经把这所有一切从基督当中交给了我们。
Through the crucified Christ, You have given us the grace.
通过那个钉在十字架的主， 你给了我们所有的恩典。
There is no other way.
没有其他的路。
We pray that all the congregation today, whoever hear you, will receive
you. 我们祷告， 在所有这边的会众都能够得到你。
And pray that, and they will bring your peace and joy with them today.
给我们带来你的和平和快乐，
especially the life of Christ.
在主的当中，
to receive you as their Savior.
让我们接受主为我们的救恩。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We have a short testimony today. Don't leave.
我们一个简短的见证。
You never seen this lady. I want to call her sister because I heard her testimony already late last night, and I encouraged her to come forward.
我是昨天晚上听到她给我做了一个见证，是现在愿意她跟我们分享。
Well, the sister, and how are you, everyone?
很感谢大家给我这个机会，也感谢那个主的恩典，让我今天有机会站在这做见证。
I want to give thanks to the Lord and thank you for giving me this opportunity to do the testimony for Him.
因为今天我在我的人生当中面临一个很重大的。
I'm facing the very critical time and a critical situation in my life. This coming Wednesday, I'm going to have a surgery.
但我面对这个患难，我并不害怕。
I'm facing this suffering, but I'm not afraid.
我面对这个威胁。
I'm facing this danger, but I'm glad to receive.
因为我知道 借由这个患难痛苦的机会，我更有机会去认识主，更有机会去接近他。
Through the trial and suffering, I have a chance to draw near to him. Because I know God loves me.
Yes, 因为藉由他，我发现了我周遭更多爱我的人。
Because of this instance, I find out there are a lot of people who are loving me.
我知道这个爱是灌在我的心里，然后这个爱是不是肉体的爱，这个爱是属灵的。
I know this love poured into my heart is not fleshly but spiritually.
那今天得到这种圣灵的感动。
Today I have the touching moment from the Holy Spirit.
所以我愿意洗礼，然后接受主的追求，我愿意追随他，服侍他。
I like to be baptized, and I like to follow him and to serve him.
我愿意去宣扬他的荣耀。
Also, I like to proclaim his glory.
这就是我的见证。
This is my short testimony.
因为在我的人生，我面对这样子，我才真正知道很多关心我、爱我的人。
Because of this instance, I find out there are so many people who are loving me.
谢谢。
Thank you.